Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one on?
I think so.
Let me check. That is correct. We need to wait another few minutes, I guess.
Okay.
Ruby.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. You doing all right?
How are you? Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Can you join me in saying the Anna Bakoa?
Sure.
I'm with the Bakoa. Gedula Chimin Chan. Aleph Bet Gimel Yitab Tzadi Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Tahareinu Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shehud Ha Kivavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sitkacha Amid Gam Besh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Na'el Ata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyer Yamcha Penei Zohre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we're going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed ve'emet. Notze chesed la'alavim. Notze avon v'afesha v'chata'a v'nakei. And now we're going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat, and some earlier years. But we're going to start with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yud He Bevav He Yehudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adeinu Konenehu. The first verse we're going to read is from Lamentations chapter 3 verse 52, which connects to the energy of the goat, the same as the year 5777. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, the last letters of each word, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. We're now going to read Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, because this verse also connects to the year of the goat, because concealed within the letters of this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each within the verse. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the pause, the year 5776. And there are two verses that we will study for that purpose as well, that year as well, that energy as well. The first verse we read is the Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayechaskum. Achechem Aleviim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki Aleviim Yishrei Leval Leitkadesh MeHaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it or permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The next verse we will read is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, which also connects to this energy of the pause. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. We're going to read three verses that connect to the energy of the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. The first verse we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we will read 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol hamachavoi, asher yitchabe sham washavtem, elai el nahum, vehalakti yitchem, vechayayim yeshno, varetz vehipasti, Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And then the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And the year of peace in the Middle East, the year 5774, has one verse. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam ti makom le'ami li'Yisrael umtati v'shatan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It's from Parsha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Kalma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belait Lach Mila Vialma Divae Barnash Ledachya Leya Mineya Ulan Hagabeya Kulana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Bekola It's the Reef. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim that left today, the ninth day of Adar, Rabbi Pinchas of Boldova, Rabbi Yosef Baruch Epstein, Rabbi Alexander Moshe Lapidus, Rabbi Shalom Goldstein, and Rabbi Yosef Halevi Epstein. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. We're continuing with essay 27. You can find the essay on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. If you go to row 16, the right-hand column, and click on that link, it opens up to a list of all of the essays. If you scroll down to 27F, and it will open up to section 12, which is where we left off last week. The reason for the histachut has already been explained above at the end of item 9. The or panimi, the inner light, is connected to the kli, the vessel of malchut, which is actually only an external kli for the or makif. It's a vessel for the surrounding light. As it is written in item 7, hence when the or chozer, the returning light, rises and brings Chachma and Bina back to, I'm not sure what PBP is. As written in item 9, the Abiyut of Bina, the physicality or the essence of Bina, leaves it, for it returns to being one with the Chachma, as they initially were. And when the aviyut in the root is canceled, the aviyut in the branch is canceled also. Thus, when Bina becomes one object with Chachma, she purifies the pesach, the curtain, along with her, and it too rises degree by degree through her and because of her until it disappears. What this paragraph is saying is, as Bina purifies itself, as we purify Bina, we lose the ability to reveal light because there's no masach anymore. There's no curtain that prevents us or allows us to reveal the light, because we need the three components, the right column, the left column, and the binding by striking tool, which is the curtain. At the beginning of the entrance of the Or Chozer to Bina, the returning light to Bina, she begins to turn her panim, her face, back to Chachma. Thus, the Masach rises from Bechina Dalet, from the fourth phase, and Bechina Gimel. And when she draws the Or Chachma, the light of Chachma, from the face of Chachma, the Masach rises to Bechina Betz. And when she becomes one object with the Chachma, the Masach rises to Bechina Aleph, until it rises to Bechina Shorish. This is the meaning of what is mentioned in the Yidra Rabba. The spirit, the spark was sucked. It follows that the Or Chachma, the light of Chachma, which is the primary light of Atzmut, of the essence in the first emanated, meaning the world of Akudim, and the Or Chozer that rises from the Kli of Malchut, are tied to one another and chase one another. They complete one another. This is because without the returning light, the Or of the Chachma would not be able to expand into the emanated, since the Bina turns her face to suck the Or Chasadim, the light of mercy, from Keter, and her back to Chachma. This means she will not suck the Or Atzmut from it. As Bina rotates, as Bina turns her face from Chachma to Keter, she breaks off the relationship with Chachma, and that causes the stopping of the light of Chachma. There's no revelation because her face, she's not facing it. Her side is to it, or her back, depending on how severe the turn is. However, when the Or Chazer, the returning light, comes out, Bina turns her face back to Chachma, and only then can the light of Atzmut expand into the emanated. Thus, the light of Atzmut depends on the returning light. But when Chachma and Bina return to being PBP and her nursing of Keter ceases, her Aviyut is canceled, which naturally cancels the Aviyut in the branch, which is the Masach. Thus, the Or Chozer, the returning light, disappears as well. Thus, the Or Chozer is repelled and chased because of the light of Atzmut. This will thoroughly explain the Ari's words, which I presented above in item 5, that the Or Pinimi, the inner light, and the Or Makik, the surrounding light, beat on each other, and their beating begets the kalim, the vessels. This is because the Or Pinimi, the inner light, is the Or Chachma that expands in the emanated due to the Or Chozer. And the Or Makif is the Masach, which is the outer kli, which is tied to all the Or Makif, the surrounding light that is destined to come out in the worlds by way of the returning light, as written in item 7. And although they are interdependent, the Or Panimi, the inner light that spreads through the returning Chachma and Bina, PBP, beats on the Or Machkit, the surrounding light. And this purifies the Masach and causes the departure of the light from the world of Akudim. Thus, the Reshimot of Kamim and of Or Chozer are separated from each other. And the Rashimo of Or Chozer is rejected outside her presence, meaning below the Tabur, which is the diaphragm. And this is called the Otiot, the letters, and these are the vessels. Section 13. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified the reason for the departure due to the gradual histachut of the Masach, the disappearance of the Masach, the cleansing of the Masach, until all of the returning light disappeared, and along with it, the light of the Atzmut of Keter and Chachma of the Or Yashar, the direct light. Yet it did not remain so following the disappearance of the light of Atzmut. Bina turned its panim, its face, back to Keter for abundance of the Or Chasadim, the light of mercy. And hence the previous Achrayim back and Aviyut of thickening returned to her. Hence her Aviyut, her thickening, returned to the Masach as well, which are her branch. Also, it is known that the Or Yashar, the direct light from the emanator, does not stop flowing to the emanated for even a moment. Hence, after the Masach regained its Aviyut, its thickening, the Or Yashar of En Sof was renewed, the direct light from En Sof was renewed on the four above mentioned Behinot, the four phases, up to the Zivug of Or Chozer. And once again, the ten Sephirot of Or Yashar and Or Chozer expanded in the world of Akudim. And this is called Hit Pashtut Bet of the world of Akudim. This is called the Tzimtzum Bet. Yet, since Chachma and Bina return to being PBP through the above-mentioned Or Chozer, returning light, the Aviyut and the Acharayim of Bina purified once more, and with it, the Aviyut of the Masach, which is her branch. And once again, the Zavug d'Haka'ah and the Or Chozer were canceled, and Bina returns to drawing Or Chasadim from Keter. Thus, the light of Atzmut left as before. Similarly, once the Achraim and Aviyut returned to Bina, the Aviyut was drawn on the Masach as well, and naturally the Or Yashar was renewed on the Masach. Through it, the light of Atzmut expanded also. This is repeated similarly when the Or Chozer comes to the light of Atzmut, spreads once more. And when the light of Atzmut comes, the Or Chozer leaves. And when the Or Chozer leaves, the Masach regains its Aviyut, and the Or Chozer is renewed. And the light of Atzmut spreads once more. And so on. It turns out that the second Hitpashtut is like a constant flame moving to and fro. And this is why the Ari says that the Or Panimi and the Or Makif that are tied in one kli strike and beat each other. This clarifies the big difference between Hitpashtut Aleph of Akudim that was at the level of Keter, since the Or Yashar, the direct light, mated with the Masach of Bechinat Dalet. And the current Hitpashtut, which is only at the level of Chachma. It is because the whole Aviyut of the Masach is only a Hitpashtut from the Aviyut of Bina. As in the Aviyut of Zeranpin, which extends only the level of Or Chachma, as written in item 8. But this light also is not constant. Rather, it is like a flame that moves to and fro. This thoroughly explains that the matter of Hitpashtut Bet of Akudim is continued from the departure of Hitpashtut Aleph itself. What this is saying is, after the Tzimtzum, the light went away because there was no desire to receive. And yet it comes back because of what is explained here of this process of the second Tzimtzum. Section 14. And now we understand the Ari's words in the Gate of Akudim, chapters 1 and 2, that Adam Kadmon restricted itself and raised all the lights from below Tabor to Tabor and above. Remember, Tabor is your diaphragm. And they rose as man to... They rose as man to Atzilut. Of Bina, of the Galgalta, the skull. There it placed a boundary, a curtain in its internals, and the light that roams from Nefesh, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod departed through the Enaim, extended below the Tabor, the diaphragm, and spread into the 10 Sephirot of the world of Nikudim. And from the light that was renewed by raising man, it spread and fissured the Parsa and descended below the diaphragm, extending through the Nikavim, the holes of Tabor, and Yesod into the 10 Sephirot of the world of Nikudim. These two lights comprise the 10 Sephirot of Nikudim. These two lights and this new Tzimtzum require great detail, which will be done in its time. Here I shall explain as needed in this place. It has already been explained that the lights below the Tabor of Adam Kadmon are the letters and the Nitzotzin that fell through the Pitush of the Reshimo of Keter and the Ta'amim in the Reshimo of Chachmah and Nikudot. They departed below the old Reshimo of Keter, and this exit place is called Netzach Hoden Yesod, and below the diaphragm. Now, after Hitpashtut Bet, which is only Or Chachmah, in the Kli de Keter, it returned to the world of Akudim. The equivalence between the Reshimot of Tamim and the Reshimot of Nikudot was made once more. This is because they are both considered Chachmah, and hence all of Keter Chachmah, Bina, Zeran Pin, and Malchut of Reshimot to Nikudot below the belly were drawn, rose, and reconnected with the Reshimot above the diaphragm. This is why the Ari says that Adam Kadmon raised the light from below its diaphragm to above its diaphragm. However, we need to understand why it is called Tzimtzum. The thing is that there are two discernments in these Nitzotzin that rose. The first is a Nitzotzin of Keter of the descending Or Chozer that remained in the diaphragm itself, which is Malchut de Akudim and the Bechina Dalit. The light of Hitpashtut Bet does not reach it, since it is from Bechina Gimel and was Aviyut from the Hitpashtut of the back of Bina. The second discernment in Nitzotzin of Chachma, Bina, and Zeran Pin and Malchut from Bechina Gimel, as it is written in Isaiah 11 and 12. Hence, once Chachma, Bina, Zeran Pin, and Malchut of the Nitzotzin rose, the lights increased there more than before, due to the Aviyut that was added to them by their fall below the diaphragm. Hence, the Nitzotzin of Keter in the diaphragm, which are Bechina Dalet, extended in there too also. And naturally, the light of Or Yashar of En Sof, which never stops, was renewed upon them. Thus, the Zivug of Or Chozer was made in Bechina Dalet, and as a result, 10 new Sephirot emerged at the level of Keter, as in Hitpashtut Aleph. Thus you see how two Bechinot, two phases of 10 Sephirot, were made of the Nitzotzin that rose. 10 Sephirot at the level of Chachma were made from the Chachma, Bina, Zeran Pin, and Malchut of the Nitzotzin that were corrected only in their ascent, since they are from Bechina Gimel, like Hitpashtut Bet. And 10 new Sephirot at the level of Keter were made of the Nitzotzin of Keter. These two Partsufim are the roots of the Partsufim Avi and Yeshut of Atzilut. The new Partsuf at the level of Keter is Avi. It is called Chachma, and Abba de Atzilut, the father of Atzilut. And the Partsuf of the old light at the level of Chachma is Yeshut, and is called Bina, and the mother of Atzilut. With these roots, you will understand what is written in the Idrasuta. that Abba brought Ema out because of her son, and Abba himself was built as a kind of male and female. This is so because the upper part, Suf, which is the level of Keter called Abba, was built as a kind of male and female, since he raised Bechina Dalet, the Nukva and Malchut, to himself. And Bina, the lower part, Suf, whose level is below Keter, departed Abba because of the Nukva, which is Bechina Dalet, which ends and detains the upper light from expanding below her. This is why this Bechina Dalet is called Parsa, without the Nekev, without the hole that exists in Bechina Bet. And because of this Parsa, Yeshut does not clothe the light of Keter. It turns out that Bechina Bet, which is Bina, on which the Tzimtzum Aleph did not apply at all, has now become deficient, since she was restricted also, as she is below Bechina Dalet. And this is why the Ari said that the Adam Kadmon restricted himself by raising light from below the diaphragm, concerning Bechina Bet that has now been restricted due to the ascension of man. Section 15. You should know the big difference between Rosh and Guf, between head and body. The Rosh is called Gar, Gimel Rishonot, and the Guf is called Vak, Zat, and Zon. The Guf itself is divided into Gar and Zon. The root of this division is that up to the mouth, Malchut, the structure is made essentially of Or Yashar, direct light, and the Or Chozer that rises and joins it is but clothing over it. The opposite of that is the Guf, which is hit Pashtut of the Masach itself, to the extent that it clothes the Sefirot of Rosh, hence it is made primarily of Or Chozer, and the 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar are like its branches. Although it is called Zon, Zeranpin, and Malchut, it is essentially only Malchut. This is so because there is no light of Malchut in reality at all, except with Netzachod Yesod of Zeranpin that unite with it in a Zivug Dehaka'ah. Hence, they are regarded as one that expands through the Or Chozer, the returning light. And it has already been explained above that the detaining Masach and the Or Chozer that emerged as a result of it are not ascribed to the emanator, but only to the emanated. For this reason, the Rosh is regarded as the Atzmut of the light of the emanator, and the Guf is regarded only as the act of the emanated itself. Now you understand the five inclusive partsufim of Adam Kadmon, called Galgata. Av, Sag, Ma, and Ben, or Bon, and the order of their creation. Av is 72, Sag is 63, Ma is 45, and Bon is 52. And the order of their creation and clothing of one another, how they are interconnected and emerge from one another by way of cause and consequence. This is so because of his one unique and unified thought, which is thoroughly explained in the essay Panim Masbirot, Branch 1, which is to delight his creations. This thought is the root of the vessel and of Tzimtzum Aleph that occurred in Bechina Dalet, though indirectly as it is written there in Item 7, as in the allegory about the rich man. see in item 8 that the single thought encompasses the whole of reality, all the worlds and all the many forms and conducts through the end of correction. When they all reunite and the light of En Sof from before the Tzimtzum in simple unity is the one form that stands above us to delight his creations. And immediately following the Tzimtzum in Bechina Dalet, which is the Gadlut, the maturity, the ripeness of the desire in Malchut of En Sof, four forms of gradations appear in the Reshimo that has been emptied of the light in the vessel. They are called Chachma and Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, and they contain Or Panimi and Or Makif. Thus, there are 12 forms. Afterwards, the light extended on the above-mentioned Reshimo down to the point of Tzimtzum, since his light does not stop at all, and remember that. Then the thin line extended into the Reshimo, and it is called thin because the light of Atzmut extends to the emanated only in the Or Chozer that rises in a Zivug from the Masach. And by the power of the Or Chozer, the Tselem of Adam Kadmon was revealed in the form of Partsuf Galgate, which is called in the example the beginning of the line. It expands over the 25 Bechinot, the 25 phases, since there are Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut at the length, and there are Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut in thickness. As we have said, because Malchut returned to being Keter, each of the Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut expands into 10 Sefirot through Keter, and it is called in the example Galgalta in Naim, AHB or Galgalta, Av, Sag, Ma, and Ben. The level of each of them reaches Galgalta, and its lights emerge from the internality of this emanated, as it has been explained in Panim Maspirot. Concerning the order of elicitation of lights due to the Hitzdakut of the Masach, section 16. And thus begins Av's elicitation. Elicitation concerns deficiency due to the histachut of the Nechina Bakalit of the inner Adam Kadmon called Pei. She received Aviyuta Bechina Gimel, and after the light of En Sof was drawn over this Masach, a new 10 Sefirot emerged at the level of Chachma called Av. It turns out that the Av that comes out is subtracted from the Av that remains within Adam Kadmon at the level of Keter. Thus, Keter of the external Av clothes Chachma de Galgalta and spreads through the Tabur of the inner Adam Kadmon. And it too contains 25 Bechinot of its 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, which are its Kalkalta. Inaim, Auzen, Hotem, and Pe, each of which spreads by the power of the Or Chozer over the five Bechinot through Keter to Adam to Av. Yet the general Keter of the inner Adam Kadmon remains revealed, and it is discerned with Rosh and Guf. From the Pei down, it is called Guf, since it is only Hitpashtut of the Masach. Hence, the inner light and the surrounding light are tied there only in the Bechina Dalet. This is why they had to depart once more, and this is called the world of Nekudim. Hence, zone and goof of the outer of. Also, it has already been explained that the Abiyut returned to the Masach after the Hishtachlut of the Guf, and a second Hitpashtut occurred there, as it is written in items 13 and 14. It extends the light from below Tabor to above Tabor, and by the ascension of the upper Avi are corrected. A parsa is spread beneath them, and Yeshut is from the parsa to the Tabor. All this ascension is called the outer Partsuf Sad, meaning it had departed its previous degree, which is the outer Av with Bina, at the level of Keter Chachma, which is the light of Ozen through Shibolet Chazaken. However, at this Partsuf, which is made of the Nitzotzin that fell from the lights of the mouth of the outer Av, Bina of this Partsuf is below the whole 10 Sefirot of the upper Avi. Hence it is deficient of the Keter. Thus it places its places from the mouth down, meaning from Shibolet Chazakan, which is its Golgotha. And as the outer Av close only Malchut of the general Keter, and the upper nine remain revealed, the outer Sag too close only Malchut of Keter, of Adam, of Av, from the mouth down, while its upper nine, the whole of the Rosh, remain revealed. And as the Av elicited its branches through the Searot, the hair, Rosh, this Sag elicited its branches through the Searot of AHP, which will be explained in their place. This is the meaning of the light that is withdrawn from them due to their exit, compared to the upper one that it remains there in the Searot as surrounding, as in returning surrounding. And this Sag closed the Adam Kadmon from Shibolet Hazakan through its end. This means that its Bechina Rosh, which is Gar, extends through the Tabur, which are at the value of Galgalta, Inayim, Ozen, and Chotem. Its mouth expands into 10 Sefirot of Guf in itself, as in the mouth of the outer Av. And the case of the lights of the Pe, of the outer Sag, as in the case of the lights of the Pe, of the outer Av. Due to their being tied in a single kli, there was gradual hishtachut in them as well, until it purified into Bechinat Keter, and the whole hitpashtut disappeared. This is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels. And the fall of the 248 Nitzotzin, yet this happens only in their Zeranfin and not in their Gar. Due to the correction of the Parsa, as will be explained in its place. Afterwards, the Nitzotzin that fell from the mouth of the outer Sag extended and rose in the form of man, the new Ma, 45, came out, and the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut were established in the form of 12 Partsufim. Thus, all the previous Bechinot are included in the world of Atzilut, as it is written in the Tree of Life. And the world of Briah was imprinted from the world of Atzilut in a way that all that exists in Atzilut is imprinted in Briah. Yetzirah is imprinted from Briah. And Asiya is imprinted from Yetzirah. And hence there is no conduct or being in the lower ones that is not directly related to the upper ones, from which it stems and extends through its inferior essence. This is why our sages said there is not a blade of grass below that does not have an angel above that strikes it and tells it, grow. This is so because all that extends from the higher world to a lower one extends through Zivugim, the plural for Zivug. But the worlds are divided into internality and externality. The internality of the worlds from Atzilut down does not extend through a Zivug de Haka'ah in the Masach, but through a Zivug de Yesodot. But the externality which extends from world to world extends through a Zivug de Haka'ah. This is the meaning of the striking, and this is why our sages meticulously stated that the angel in the world of Yetzirah, which is the root of the blade of grass in the world of Asiya, bestows upon it and nurtures it in the form of Zivug de Haka'ah. In other words, it strikes it and tells it to grow, since saying means bestowing. Thus, the matter of cause and consequence in Galgalta, in Av and Sag of Adam Kadmon has been thoroughly explained, and the quality of their clothing over one another. Each lower one has the value of Zeranpin of the upper one, which extends only from the Nitzutzin of the lights of the mouth of the upper one. And it has been clarified that in the emergence of Av, the Masach was included in Bechina Gimel, and in the emergence of Sag, the Masach was included in Bechina Bet, to Nukva of Abba. And in the emergence of Ma, from inside out, the Masach was included in Bechina Aleph, and this will be explained in its place. Also, Malchut of the Bechina Gimel is called Tabur, of Bechina Bet is called Parsa, and of Bechina Aleph is called Kruma, crust. There is nothing more to add here. I only tied the matters at their roots in an easy and brief manner. This is my intention in this place. But inside the book itself, the matters are explained elaborately. And that is the end of this essay, after 6 or 7 hours. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have preparation for the holiday of Purim. Wednesday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock will be a questions and answers series. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class, and at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class . I'm reminding you that on Saturday, Motzi Shabbat, we will be reading from the Megillah as Purim is starting at that time, and Sunday morning we will read again at 10:30. So the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah reading twice is performed. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom.
Hello. What time are you going to read the Megillah on Saturday?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.